morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 101 of the Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do, and usually us talk video games. But this week might be a little different. Every Thursday, every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the one and only Arsene Lakpa.
That's me. We ain't got no bit this week.
No, you know, I just couldn't. I tried to write some bits, and I was like, you know, it just don't feel right.
Don't feel right this week.
Serious shit.
You got to know when to turn it on and off, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. And for us, almost never. We almost never turn it off, to be 100% real. We never turn it off, but like, a lot of stuff is going on. So for people that aren't listening to this episode when as soon as it comes out, the week it comes out, to put things in perspective, this week and the past like week or so, the U.S. has been dealing with a lot of issues surrounding the death of George Floyd, and truly is like the culmination of a lot of different things over the years. There's been a lot of protests combating police brutality, combating racism, white supremacy, all that bad stuff. And everybody has thoughts. But I figured that because this is our show, this is our platform, this is kind of how we get our thoughts out, usually about video games or whatever we want to talk about, that we would make sure to take this episode to kind of talk about our thoughts on the issue, like spread awareness, spread positivity as well. So that's what we're going to do. This originally was going to be a bonus episode. I reached out to Arsene earlier this week and said, hey, you want to do like a 30-minute bonus episode on this issue? Because we were originally going to react to or make predictions for the PlayStation 5 reveal event. But Sony made it easy on us by postponing the event. So this is the main focus of this week. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So despite that long intro, I want to just get a pulse, like a reading on how you're doing, Arsene. Like how you're feeling about all this stuff at a high level. Give me a general heat check on how you're doing right now.
I mean, I think me as a person, I'm doing just fine. Not a lot of things really affect me to the point of being like, you know, in some type of emotional turmoil. So in that regard, I think I'm pretty good. But when, you know, just thinking about all the stuff that's going on, and it definitely does have you, you know, it's almost impossible to not have you feeling some type of way. You're just like, wait a minute, well, this and that, that's not right. That shouldn't be happening. Like, why is this happening? What's going on? And like, in times like this, I feel like I'm just almost full of like a lot of questions. And obviously the social media, the internet, sometimes it can be helpful, sometimes it can not, you know, when people are always sharing all this information, you never know if it's true or not, and then you end up getting lost in all of it. So, oof, man, I guess the big word to describe all of this for me, right, and during this time, is just kind of just tired, man.
Yeah.
Just a little exhausted with all that's going on.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even on the front lines, you know. I'm sitting right at home, and I'm just seeing what's going on out there, and I can only imagine with those folks out there, the brave enough people who are going out there to protest against, you know, this police brutality, these injustices against the community. Like, I can only imagine what they're feeling right now. So, yeah, man.
Right. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Just feeling super tired. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Where, like, this, I know, like, we didn't give our usual updates, but I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn. I picked it back up, like I talked about on last week's episode, and I recently beat it on Saturday night. Okay. And I beat it, and like for a while, I was just like, oh, man, we're so close. I got the platinum. This is great. And I finished it, and the next day, Sunday, without like any games to play or anything, and just kind of seeing everything that's going on social media, it was just like so depressing, so draining, just to sit and consume content just felt so drained, and I felt so defeated just by existing and just looking at this stuff, because it was just so like you said, you just had so many questions, like, how is this happening? What is going on? All that stuff. So I totally feel you on that. And just to take a step back, so people are aware, who somehow aren't aware already, Arson and I are both Black. We were born Black. We still are Black. You know, that's just how
it
is.
That's just how it happens.
It's just how the cookie crumbled for us. Like, I know this is an audio-only podcast, so, you know, some of you guys may not know that, but there you go, which is why I felt like it was important to, you know, at least talk about these issues and understand what's going on here. So, yeah, like, personally, I feel like I, like, really consuming everything that's been going on, I feel like I'm pretty upset just in general. Like you said, like, typically a lot of stuff doesn't really get a emotional reaction out of me. And it's not here. Like, I guess I am angry. Like, I literally am having an emotional reaction. But typically when I see this stuff, I'm like, yeah, it's just like basically par for the course. You know what I'm saying? Like, racism is not a new thing. Especially
growing up. Numb to it.
Right. Exactly. 100%. Like, growing up in the South, it's like we know about, like, we're taught about slavery in elementary school, and yeah. you're like, hey, bro, they're basically coming to class. Teachers basically, hey, yo, this happened. All right, keep on going, little Black kids. Mm-hmm. And we're like, hold a second. Like, what's going on? Like, what are we talking about? Picking cotton? What are you talking about? Can we just step back for a second, Black History Month? So, I mean, like, I know, like, I'm interested to hear your experiences, but me in general, I feel like I said, this is just stuff that you grow up with. This is stuff that you know. This is stuff that you kind of just ignore. Like, there's a lot of different types of racism. I feel like most common is just like sly shit that people say, or just ignorant stuff that people say, like jokes that people make. You know, I'm sure you've heard every joke in the book, talking about watermelon, fried chicken, talking about all this stuff, like, and to some extent it's like, okay, I get it, I understand, and that's just kids being dumb, growing up in the school system, all that stuff. But, you know, then there's systematic racism and just general blatant racism, which I don't know if you've ever experienced, but I think the two main things that I can remember is, one, like, I literally told this story on the podcast. A homeless dude called me the N-word not even like 2 years ago.
Right.
Or so, me just walking through the through downtown, homeless dude calling me the N-word, broad daylight, you know, and I was just like, what is going on right now? And then there's another story, which I don't know if I've ever even told this story before, but there was another story where this was during my internship in Seattle. Funny enough, like, the two stories about racism I have are from Seattle, unfortunately. But,
yeesh.
I mean, compared
not
to
a good
the
light
South,
for the city.
Not a good light, but compared to the South, it's no candle at all. Just because, you know, people be saying racist stuff all the time in the South. But, yeah, like, I was coming back. This was during my internship,
mm-hmm.
and I was hanging out with another group of interns who were like put up in this hotel, and we were going back to our place late at night to our hotel, which was like basically across downtown. So it was me and two other people, and we were walking, and we were walking past these, like, I don't know, like, drunk dudes, homeless people. I don't know what these people's deals were, but we're walking and they're just talking shit to us, heckling us, and you know, just being straight up assholes.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, I'm like, we just need to get home. We're not really trying to, you know, rule number one is like, don't really engage with these types of people on the street. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But as I'm walking, like, dude's talking shit, and one of the dudes literally says, like, blah blah blah, like, what if I stab that Black guy? Like, what are you guys gonna do? And I'm like,
whoa.
I'm seriously, I'm like, I was like, yo, this dude literally threatened to stab me because I'm Black. He made it very clear. It's not holy subtle shit at all. And I'm like, yeah, this is at night. Like, and like, I'm not, like, it was like, I was shook 100%. I was shook. And I know the people that I don't even remember exactly who I was with, but I remember that the people I was with were shook. And it was one of those things where I'm shook and I'm like, oh my God. It wasn't like, I can't believe they said that. It was like, oh my God, I ran into these people. Like, I know these people exist, but, you know, here we go. It was a matter of time before I ran into another, you know, like some racist dude that's trying to just, you know, be violent for the sake of being racist. So like, I'm like, oh my God. And like, I'm like, it turned out to be the situation where I'm talking to my friends, trying to like tell them, yo, don't worry about it. Like, these guys don't have, like, they're homeless. They don't have, they're obviously worthless. Like, they don't have anything better to do. Just keep moving. But, you know, after all that happened, my friends are shook. But at the same time, we've never talked about that ever before. They never said, hey, like, are you good? Like, blah, blah, blah. Because I feel like a lot of people, like, who aren't black really don't understand, like, how this shit actually feels. Like, it's one thing to see the stuff and hear the stuff on news and, like, read about it in the history books. But until you're actually in that situation where you see somebody being, like, discriminated against in the situation, and you realize, I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to feel right now, and I can't believe this is happening, I feel like that's really the wake-up call that a lot of people need, which is why I think right now is so important, where it's very important to see the videos that are being shared, the videos of, like, these injustices and stuff like that, which is why I feel like right now, just with this, like, repeating and how many times this has happened, I just feel like I have my experiences. I know this stuff exists. And I don't have to see this video to be convinced that shit's fucked up. Yeah. But I think that, more importantly, I want to make sure that the people that are my friends and the people that think they have my back know that this shit is real, and don't downplay this, and don't try and make this a 1 week thing, because, like,
it's been going on forever.
Exactly. Run it back. And, like, when we're actually in the situation, I want to be able to interchange any of my friends. And if we're in that situation, I want, you know, to be reassured that, hey, you guys got my back in the situation. Like, if you're in, like, in the situation of George Floyd and somebody has their foot on your neck, like, me as your friend, I know this is fucked up. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to tackle the cop and say, get off of him? There's nothing you can do in that situation, which is why this is such a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People are literally powerless to, you know, prevent things like this, which is why we need to depend on the justice system to do what it's supposed to and make sure that stuff like this doesn't keep happening, which it will, but I digress on that. How do you feel about, like we said, this has been around for a long time. Like, how do you feel like you've grown up, like, with prejudices and, like, subtle racist things, and, like, how have you dealt with that? And I think we've probably dealt with it similarly to some extent. Do you have any experiences like that? I'm just curious.
See, no, not really, like, on a, you know, experiencing, like, anything myself. I think growing up, I was always, I guess, through elementary school, middle school, I went to, like, predominantly black, like, schools or whatnot.
Then yeah.
When I went to high school, it was predominantly white for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, there was the first time it, like, kind of became more, you know, apparent about, like, race and whatnot. But, like, like you mentioned earlier, it was always just, like, the dumb shit that, like, you know, kids making, like, stupid-ass jokes, young kids, you know, or whatever, making stupid-ass jokes. Nothing to, like, obviously it was wrong.
And
I'm not saying any of that was right.
Right.
But it was just shit that, like, what are you going to do? These kids are ignorant. Obviously some of this stuff may have been learned from home, but until that stopped, you know, there's not much, not much else you can do about that. But, beyond that, I don't think I've ever in my life, like, suffered from anything to that degree of, like, you know, being out somewhere or, like, you know, having somebody, you know, say something to me and, like, either disrespecting me or discriminating against me based on my skin color. However, I do have a story from my dad, because my dad, I don't know if you know, but he's, like, from Africa.
Right.
From the Ivory Coast.
Right.
He actually told me this story yesterday when I went to go visit. I think he had told me it before, but he was just, you know, as we were talking about what's been going on, like, you know, in the world, he was just reminding, like, me and my mother about, like, how, yeah, this is, like, you know, obviously a very, very bad, you know, situation happening in America. But, like, this, like, shit like this has been, you know, has been happening, and it's happening, like, you know, around the world. Like, Black people all over the world are kind of get, you know, the short end of the stick when it comes to, you know, being treated by other, other, like, races and whatnot. So he told a story about how when he, like, first was coming to America, maybe, like, a year after he came here, like, he's, like, 24 years old, barely speaking English. He's just out on the street or something, and, like, either there was some event happening that he was not a part of. He was just, like, you know, just out on the streets. But some cop, like, basically stops him, stop and frisk for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like throws him down on the ground, is, like, you know, frisking him, like, spreading his legs open and whatnot. Then he makes a comment, like, dang, I wish you would have run so I could see how straight I can shoot.
Oh, nah, and I'm like, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, something along the lines of that. And I'm like, damn, bro. Like, this is, I mean, obviously, what, he's, that's probably 30-ish years ago. But
sure.
Just, like, the fact that, one, it was only, like, think about, like, I say it was 30 years ago. That's still relatively recent.
That's not,
the fact that,
that's not that long ago.
It's not that long ago. And that's, like, it that just hasn't gone away. You know, you
right.
think, like, I would like to think that, you know, comments like that, you know, were said in the past, you know, sure, it may have been a somewhat recent past, but, like, oh, I wish, like, I would like to think that, oh, nowadays, like, you know, if you say something like that, or if you, like, even act like that, that just doesn't fly anymore. But the fact that, you know, people are still dying, people are still just, like, being the victims of this, like, you know, these power-hungry police officers, it's just ridiculous, man. Like, and
yeah.
I don't know what the future may hold, but, like, obviously, I know you and I both know that, like, shit's got to change, and
right.
that's why I'm very happy that things are, or at least some things are happening right now that are hopefully, like, you know, driving this change forward. But,
right.
You know, I guess we'll talk more on that. But, yeah, I guess, like, for me, just to wrap it all up, for me, I don't think I've had to experience anything too,
right.
Nothing like, I guess, like,
crazy,
nothing
super out
that,
of pocket,
like,
yeah.
Super out of pocket that, like, I've, like, kept with me or anything like that, other than, like, you know, just off the brush off my shoulders type of comments.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, like, even with the stories that I've shared or whatever, I think that generally, like, and, like, these were two homeless people. These weren't actual straight up, like, regular ass Americans that are just straight out racist. So I feel like in a lot of ways, like, you and I are very lucky in the way that we were raised and the environments that we were raised in, so that we weren't really exposed to a lot of this stuff. Like, a lot of people have it way worse than us. Like, I know, like, a lot of people would be like, oh, you talk white and stuff, or, hey, you don't dress black, all that, like, all those kind of, like, sly ass comments that you'll get in school or whatever. And yeah. I think it's, like, me and you are kind of those people who, like, a lot of people say, oh, like, these guys are okay, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't really fit the typical mold of, like, a black person that a lot of people would associate with, like because of the way we talk and dress and all that good stuff.
Right.
But, like, yeah, like, there's a lot of people, a lot of kids that are not as lucky as we are, especially growing up in Georgia. Like we are super lucky that we didn't experience a ton of racism, and, like, Georgia Tech, you know, not perfect. Like, I think Georgia Tech is very diverse and very, inclusive and supportive of diversity, to a pretty good extent for a school in the South. So I'm very thankful for kind of those opportunities that I was given, but, you know, it's not all about me and it's not all about you. And, like, just because we don't experience those things, like, we are a sample size of two out of, like, millions, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And we know this stuff is happening. So, you know, that's why it's important to talk about it. Yeah, like, even that other story where, like, you know, like, just because the people you hang out with aren't Like, you know, just because they're saying some slick stuff and aren't outright racist doesn't mean like stuff's not going on. Because I even told you a story about how I'm like going to middle, like I went to middle school, different county. I moved to a different county for high school. And my cousin, like me, my cousin and like my friends in middle school, all kind of played video games together. So we were all Facebook friends. And like, cause we were all on Xbox Live together and stuff. My cousin texted me and he's like, "Hey, did you see what so-and-so posted on Facebook?" And I think at this point, like, I'm not Facebook friends with this guy or what, like, I don't remember why I didn't, cause I just didn't use Facebook, I guess. So I'm like, "No, what did he post?" And my man's literally posted on his Facebook, like, "I'm so upset. Like, this girl didn't go to prom with me or whatever. She went with like this N-word instead." And I was like, he told me that. And I was like, like, he put this on. Like, what are we talking? I'm like, "Can you explain? Can you elaborate? Like, what do you mean?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's like literally a post." And he was like, "Yeah, like if you look at the comments, all his family members are just like saying that they feel sorry for him and nobody's acknowledging that he said the N-word at all." And I was like, "What is happening?" Yikes. And I'm like, "Yeah, bro, this is an example of the deep South for you where
a lot of, brazen.
Brazen, bro. Like where people, a lot of people don't get it where they're saying, oh, like people aren't like, nah, bro, people are like that for sure. And like, you can give people the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, yeah, like they're not being racist. They're just being that. But no, like when people are in the comfort of their own little circles and stuff like that, they will truly show you their true colors.
For sure.
But yeah, like
I have a quick question.
Yeah, go for it.
Like, I guess like, you know, thinking about like, you know, the different, you know, we talk about like the South being like, you know, this brazen, like Wild West of like racism at times.
Yeah.
But I know like a lot, like, because it kind of gets that description, I know that the other regions of the United States kind of feel like they get left off the hook. And I'm just wondering, like, what do you think personally, like, either, like, whether it's worse or, like, what are your opinions on, like, you know, other regions of the United States where, you know, it's not, you know, people flying Confederate flags, flying, you know, all this stuff, saying, calling people the N-words. It's like, you know, people doing like all the either microaggressions, or just like, you know, just saying like the slick stuff on the side, or just straight up just treating, you know, people differently. Elsewhere, like, what is your opinion on those?
Yeah, I totally understand that. I don't think anybody should be like left. I mean, I do. Yeah, I completely agree with what you're saying, where it's like, oh, yeah, I'm in the West Coast. People are progressive here. It's not a problem here. Like, I totally can see how that's like the perception. Personally, you know, I'm saying I already know I need to keep my eyes open, because I'm telling you, these homeless people are racist as shit. So like, you know, a lot of people aren't homeless until they lose their home. So just because you're homeless don't mean you automatically become racist. Like when you no longer have a place to live, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So trust me, like, I understand that, you know, it's still out here regardless of where you go. But I do feel like, in the South, it just feels worse, just because like, I feel like a lot of people and families in the South feel the need to defend at all costs, like their heritage or whatever, or like make some excuse where you're like seeing all these different symbols of slavery and like remnants of the Civil War and these people that literally fought to have slaves, and like people just don't give a fuck. People will defend those people before they defend the people that are living alongside them today. I just think that's super, super fucked up, which is why like I don't really. Like, I understand the South gets a bad rap, and I always will love Atlanta and the state of Georgia, but nah, bro, like, Georgia is bad, not even near as bad as, like, Mississippi. Don't even get me started about those states.
I don't even know if we can talk about
Mississippi. Don't even get me started, bro, because I just really don't know what y'all are doing out there. No offense to any Mississippians, because if y'all listen, if y'all rocking with us, y'all know what's up. Cause I know there are people in Mississippi that are trying to get out. They just don't have the resources yet.
That's true. That's true. But we can't shit on them for that. Exactly. I know you saw that shit where it was like, literally like in the past maybe 20 or so years, where they like legitimately abolish slavery.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. So I swear, it was not too long ago, bro. And it's like, yo, come on, bro. What are literally? Tell me, what are y'all doing, bro? Somebody explain to me what the science is for, like, Mississippi.
There is none. Yeah. There is no.
Oh yeah, there's no science. My bad. I don't know what I was thinking when I said that. Yeah, no science at all. Like, I don't know what's going on over there, but. Yeah, I mean, personally, I do think it's just worse. Like, I think there's steps to this, and, like, yes, there's microaggressions and all that stuff, and there's people who still, you know, think they're better than you and all that stuff and do all these little things. But, bro, the worst to me is just, like, just the bold rejection that slavery had any impact on Black people today. People are like, oh, forget about slavery. That was this many years ago. We were fighting for, I don't even remember.
States' rights.
There we already know the defense, too. Yeah. We already know the defense. Fighting for states' rights, all that stuff. I'm like, that more than anything, I'm just like, come on, bro. Like, what even is this? What are y'all talking about?
You know, nobody knows. They don't even know. You ask them states' rights for what? Yeah. States' rights to do what? And then they'd be like,
to have slaves, maybe? No, not states' rights to sell cotton. Yeah, that's it. How'd y'all get that cotton? Yeah. So
I don't know.
So yeah, that was a great question. I
just wanted to get your opinion.
Yeah, I think people do. Kind of default, yeah, the South, no, you can't really mess with the South, but no, it's really everywhere, but no, for real, the South still does need to get their shit together. But moving on to more current topics, I just wanted to give my general opinion on a couple of these different points that I see and I'm hearing and all this stuff, because, like, I don't know, like, I know Atlanta is doing their own thing. Seattle, like, the videos and stuff that I'm seeing coming out of Seattle are absolutely crazy, bro. Like, just there's two fronts of this. There's the whole racism, all that good stuff, and then there's the whole thing about like the First Amendment and people not being allowed to protest and all that stuff. And both of those things are pretty infuriating to me, especially because, once again, I come from the South, where everybody has to have their Second Amendment. It's a God-given right. It's written to the Constitution. If the government ever rises up again, you need the Second Amendment to defend yourself. Meanwhile, you know, people's First Amendment rights are getting violated today, yesterday, the day before, every day. And people, no, it doesn't. But they were doing this. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, somebody shoots up a movie theater or a mall or a school or something, and they're like, well, you know, this can't be the exception, you know, this, you know, Second Amendment. But in this case, people are protesting, and it's always, but they did this, they did that, they did this, so that makes it okay that their First Amendment right has been violated, you know what I'm saying? Which is super frustrating. But I'm not getting off topic, but I'm kind of steering away from what I wanted to talk about. The first thing I wanted to talk about that I'm upset about is this whole narrative, you know what I'm saying? This whole narrative about, like, the protests and, like, what people are saying is being devalued, or I don't know the exact word I'm looking for, but
yeah, I think that's good enough. Yeah.
Devalued because people are looting and rioting. And, like, literally every argument is, like, people are protesting, like, Black Lives Matter, all this stuff, and every comment on Twitter is like, oh, but, you know, they're looting and rioting, so this is not the way to do it. And I want to first start out by saying I totally agree. I don't believe in looting and rioting and, like, just destroying random property for the sake of destruction, stealing stuff. I don't support that. I never have supported that. And I don't know anybody that does support that. I know a lot of people that support what people are protesting for, but I don't know a single person that is like, let's go steal some stuff as soon as we finish protesting, like, tonight or something like that.
Right.
And my point is that the people that are looting or rioting are the people that were going to steal your stuff anyways. It is not the people that are trying to get their message across. And, like, regardless of if people know that or not, they group those people together as an argument, and it's not an argument. Like, the people that are looting or rioting are just opportunists. Like, they realize that stuff is going on. They realize that law enforcement is distracted, and they can take advantage of this and, you know, loot and riot without really any consequences. The people that are looting and rioting don't really care about the cause or George Floyd or anything that's going on. And the whole thing is, if you want to talk to me about these issues, if you are like interested in having discussion or want to see change, don't talk to me about looting and rioting, because I don't want to hear it. Like, I do not support looting and rioting. Nobody that's protesting, I mean, that's not necessarily true. Some people are like, oh, well, you know, like, people should, they should be able to loot because they built this country. I'm not saying that. That's not my stance. Yeah. I don't support that. Like, don't talk to me about, oh, like, they burned down the Best Buy or the Target or whatever. I don't care about that, because, first of all, that's a whole nother thing about corporate injustice. But they can rebuild it. They're multi-billion dollar companies. And, like, these people that are doing this have nothing to do with the actual message and the people that are actually getting tear gassed and, you know, shot and all this stuff for protesting. Like, I'm telling you, like, the people are like, oh, like, you know, they're destroying the small businesses and all that stuff. And I'm like, okay, like, I understand you. Like, we need to stop the looting and rioting, but literally every video I'm seeing of people looting and rioting, they're just running free. There are no cops in sight. Like, I don't know where all the law enforcement is, yet I see all these peaceful protests and there's 50 officers standing there and then starting
per person.
Per person. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. Like, looting and rioting is bad, but the military and the police force aren't being used to stop this from what I'm seeing. So I don't want to hear about it. Like, if the police are actually used to stop that, then by all means, you're not going to hear anything from me because I don't support that. So shut the hell up about the looting and rioting. That's number one. I don't know if you have comments on that or if you've been seeing that in Atlanta, but.
Yeah, no, I definitely, like, I feel like we're definitely on the same page when it comes to this. Like, you know, I definitely would never, you know, condone anybody running out and, you know, robbing somebody, especially not, you know, the mom and pop shops, the small businesses. Like, they can fuck right off with all that.
Right.
If you think that, I feel like to the people that, like, think that they can use that as an excuse to, like, undermine the entirety of the movement, like, just, like, just fuck you, bro. Like,
yeah.
Just, like,
yeah,
they just
yeah.
need to fuck right off. Like, that's all I can say, because it doesn't help the actual movement. Like, the obviously, you know, the rioting and looting does not help the movement. You complaining about the rioting and looting does not help the actual movement. We need to focus the efforts on A, you know, supporting the protesters who are actually peacefully protesting as best as you can, and B, actually getting some change across. So you're wasting your fucking breath like trying to tell people, well, actually yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I mean,
like, I don't know, man.
And like, the worst part about it is, like, I understand if you want to talk about it, but I feel like half the people that talk about it have nothing to say about the actual issues. Like, these are not also
right.
people that are like, yeah, actually, this was messed up. Like, this dude shouldn't have died. Like, the first, like, the only thing I hear them say is, well, you know, they shouldn't be, like, looting and rioting. It's like, okay, but you don't even care about the actual issue. You just want a way to undermine and give reasons for people to invalidate. That was the word I was looking for. Invalidate the protest.
That's right.
So, yeah, go ahead and fuck right off on that one. And yeah, I feel like the second thing is just let people speak, let people talk and protest
yeah.
and let their voices be heard, especially if they're doing it peacefully. Like, seeing like all the videos that are coming out from Seattle were literally like blocks away from me. You know, people are peacefully protesting, yet people are getting shot in the eyes, blinded with rubber bullets, tear gas, all this stuff. And it's like, what? Like, why is this necessary at all? Like, it's just to silence people and not, so that, you know, cop, like, I really can't even justify it. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah, there's literally, it is impossible to justify the behavior of the police. Like, I guess, except in the situation where, like, you know, if somebody is, like, actively harming an officer.
Right.
Okay, yeah, then obviously some type of retaliation is in order. Because that just is what happens. But
right.
like, in all the situations I feel like I've seen, or majority of them that I've seen, like, you know, on the internet, like, there was never a need. It was never necessary, you know, to the
right.
degree of force that they're using. Like, sure, you know, somebody could be getting up in your face, yelling at you, calling you a punk ass pig or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're a cop, you're wearing body armor, you have guns, you have all this shit. like, you got all this, like, physical armor. You ain't got no emotional armor, bro. Like, you're going, somebody call me a pig. I got to go beat him up. Like, bro, if you don't sit down and turn your badge in, like,
oh, please. No, turn the badge. Like, bro, even at Georgia Tech, we're in college. Every couple months or whatever, we have people coming on campus being like, hey, you guys are all sinners. You guys are doing this, that, this. We don't get to, like, go over there and deck them. We just, you know. We say, hey, yeah, these guys are idiots, and we're not listening to these people because they're dumb. Yeah, they're wasting their breath. That being said, I don't want the cops to say that because I want the cops to actually listen to what's being said. But,
right,
like, there's no point in beating somebody who's unarmed and just beating their ass for no reason. Like, literally, I swear some of these people are wannabe UFC fighters because some of these people are beating people's asses full on. For sure. I'm like, bro, what are y'all doing right now? Like, it makes no sense. And, like, just put them in handcuffs, throw them in the car. If that's what you need to do, let's get it done. I get it. Like, I don't support it necessarily because I think people have the right to free speech. I'll say that all day. But, like, the whole beating of the people's asses, y'all need to be fired 100%. Y'all, like, unnecessary use of, like, excessive force just has no place, I feel like, in our justice system. And that's the problem. That's why we're here in the first place. Mm-hmm. I need people to speak up. I need other cops to speak up and be like, hey, bro, you got to chill out for beating the shit out of some random unarmed dude. Like, we gotta cut it out. So
it's ridiculous. And just think about, like, how much fucking money is being wasted, bro.
So much.
Just so much money. Like, just, I guess, like, just dialing it back to, first of all, whenever the hell they got this fucking SWAT, United States Army gear for every police department in the fucking country. Like, yeah. Bro, I remember, like, a couple years back or whatever, like, I don't even, it was just like a news story about, like, some small ass, like, podunk town in Georgia getting, like, this fucking, like, I don't know, like, this fucking tank or some shit. Bro,
they need it, bro.
What could you possibly need? I don't understand. They, like, why are these police forces militarized to the point where they're, like, armed to the teeth? Like, sure, you can have your pistols, your shotguns, you know, some type of, like, rifle or some shit.
Right, yeah.
That
yeah.
makes sense. These motherfuckers are coming out here with, like, fucking, I don't, like, they playing fucking Call of Duty, bro. They're playing Warzone.
I'm telling you, bro.
They got full kits, full loadouts, and I just don't get it. I don't know, man.
Spoiler alert.
And it's tax dollars, bro. That's tax.
Yeah, we paying for it. We're the clowns, bro. We track suit Joker. We track suit Joker in this scenario. Yeah, I couldn't explain it. You know, that's our tax dollars. We're paying tax dollars to get our own asses beat, which is, you know, unbelievable. It's like, let's put it in terms some people can understand. It's like when Arson and I paid $60 to buy Sekiro. Just paying money to get our ass beat and get upset and get angry. That's God. All it is. That's all really the situation is right now. So, it's totally messed up. But honestly, all I want to come away before we get into the positive things, what you can do, who you can support. I want to come away with number one, looting and rioting. Shut the hell up about that. Don't talk to me about that. Number two, please support your fellow Americans' right to free speech, especially if you are one of the people that are ride or die on the Second Amendment. I'm not here to call for a repeal of all guns. I'm not trying to get into that, and I'm necessarily not on that side anyways. But, yeah, if you are one of those people, then please stand up for the First Amendment and speak out on people just getting their ass straight up beaten. And two, like, think about, or I guess this is three, think about, like, what you would do if you were in a situation where me or Arson or any of your black friends experienced racism live on the street. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to speak up? Would you be shook? Do you not know the answer? If not, then I think you should definitely focus really hard and think about that question and really listen to what people are saying during these times.
Mm-hmm. That's a good takeaway.
So moving forward,
I got one more thing. Just, you know, before we, you know, bring in the sunshine and rainbows, or less rain or whatever. I don't know what you want to call it. The light rain. I just feel some type of way about, like, the corporate involvement in some of these, I guess, like, in the response to all the protests and, mm-hmm. like, the cries for help from the public. So mm-hmm. obviously I know you and I have both seen, like, you know, these posts from various different, you know, corporations. Mm-hmm. And be like, you know, like I was about to just sit there and describe it, but like that's a part of the problem. It's kind of hard to describe just because
it's just like
I feel like it's so vague.
It's just like, hey, we are Company X. We just want to know that we stand with Black people in these tough times for these tough issues that are going on. We won't talk about those issues or exactly what's going on, but just know that we will do nothing. Thank you, everybody.
Well, literally, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, it, like I appreciate, you know, it's one thing. I don't want to seem like, you know, ungrateful,
right?
And like, you know, people get upset.
Oh, no, don't make PlayStation come after you. Say, oh, really?
No, I don't want PlayStation. Really? They're going to be like, nah, y'all find out the day before we drop the.
Exactly.
Nah, so, like, I get it. I appreciate it. And, like, I kind of get it from the PR sense. You don't want to go too, you know, heavy handed with it because, you know, whatever. PR, it could be a PR nightmare. But, like, sometimes I feel like there's some issues where, you know, people could, like, you know, just drop the corporate bullshit, drop the face, the facade.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if that is what they truly believe in, then, like, they'll say, this is what I truly believe in. But right. I guess, like, you know, when you have a corporation, I don't know if you can even, it's even possible for some people.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That just kind of rubs me the wrong way. And then seeing all the NFL teams and their posts.
Oh, my. Don't get me started about the fucking Washington Redskins. What are y'all doing? Shut the hell up.
Bro, when I tell you, I fucking, like, was dying laughing, bro. I was like, this can't be real life. Oh. Like, I thought I was asleep for a moment, bro. Dang. I didn't think that was real. And the 49ers, too.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm like, but those two, I'm like, come on, y'all. What are we doing? Like that?
Come on.
I'm like, y'all are hoes for that one. I mean, yeah. So my take on all this, I do find it disingenuous, but I'm not too upset about it. I don't really find any value in it, honestly. Like, I really wish the PlayStation event would have happened this week. Obviously, I understand this is not the right time, and I think that they moved it. It's probably the best decision for everybody, just because, like, especially I think there's just a lot of things going on, so it's kind of hard to just split the focus and attention and be happy for this, but also, yeah, sure, I get it. That's besides the point. I do like the statements. The one reason why I like the statements is because a lot of racist ass and sensitive ass people can get their feelings hurt or get their panties in a bunch just because their favorite thing spoke out about some shit for some reason they feel so strongly against. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when PlayStation event moved, Call of Duty moved, and you know, we know the kids. We've heard the kids in the lobbies screaming the N-word from mountaintops. You know what I'm saying? They were upset. And I loved it. I thought it was so funny. So I love seeing this. I love seeing when companies are like, hey, yeah, like Black Lives Matter or something. And customers are like, nope, I'm not shopping with you anymore. I can't believe this. Nebulous company. Like, I can't believe you're doing this, blah, 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 blah. Like, bro, it's just a business transaction. You don't need to give a damn about what this company is saying. This company is not real. It is a Twitter account run by a person that will likely not be running this Twitter account 2 years from now. So, like,
true.
Just, like, you really don't need to get that upset. But, like, in regards to that, I'm like, okay, like, I'll take that away and I'll enjoy that and say, at least they're making people upset and at least they're making people aware and causing a little discourse, I guess, regardless of if that was intended. But I totally feel you. Totally disingenuous. I don't really give a damn what Starbucks has to say about, you know, Black people. Like, I don't, like, these are just random ass companies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who cares? We don't need it. I much rather care what my friends have to say, and I would much rather hear my friends stand up for what's going on, and my relatives and, like, the people that I see every day. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
as long as we can make a couple people mad in the process, why not?
That's true. I can't argue with that one.
So moving forward, what can you do? I don't have all the answers here, but some easy things. You can vote. Number one, biggest thing, please go out. Please vote, not just in the national election, but your state and local elections as well. Well, if you see like a police commissioner acting out of pocket, you know, look into when, like, yeah, just look into when your elections are. And if you have an opinion on a certain statute or whatever, budget, whatever, go ahead and vote. Do that. Next thing you can do is donate to whatever cause that you support. I'll make sure to put a bunch of links in the podcast description here. Support, you know, black businesses, support, you know, whatever cause you think that you feel strongly about, you know what I'm saying? I'll put a lot of links there. Use your money if you have money. Third thing you can do is, you know, back up your friends in underrepresented groups, you know what I'm saying? Not just your black friends, but your gay friends, your like your trans friends, your Asian friend, like all the minorities, back up your people, you know what I'm saying? Because it really doesn't help with you being quiet, you know? And you don't have to come to me or Arson and be like, hey, bro, like, I'm really sad about what's going on. I don't really care. I don't really want to hear that at all. Like, I just want you, if somebody's saying some out-of-pocket stuff, I want to know that, you know, you are being like, hey, bro, this is not cool. You gotta correct your stuff. If you got a family member that's saying some out-of-pocket stuff, you got to be like, hey, this is not cool. You got to correct your life. I had a friend in high school who, like, was a pretty good friend. And this person would say some, like, kind of homophobic stuff. And, like, yeesh. We were like me and a buddy were like, I don't know about this one. I don't know about this one. And like, he would kind of say some stuff, and we know it wasn't like, I mean, I'm not trying to characterize it or anything, but eventually we were like, yo, bro, you can't be doing this. You can't be saying this. This is why this is hurtful. This is why you shouldn't say this. This X, Y, and Z. And eventually he came around and was like, yeah, you guys are totally right. I'm so sorry. Like, just even if this makes me uncomfortable, I realize that my actions were wrong, and now I understand what you guys were trying to say. And, you know, that's all we're asking. Like, if you see some stuff going sideways, correct it and teach your other friends and family and or whoever that, hey, bro, this is why this is not right. This is what's going on. And if they don't fuck with it, then they don't fuck with it. And there's nothing you can do, but at least try. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk to me about looting. Talk to me about changing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Has you got any other recommendations? Anything you want to see happen? Anything you think that can help?
I feel like you hit everything on the head. I mean, just listen to your folks. Listen to what people are saying. Try to keep an open mind if you don't necessarily agree with what everybody's saying at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try and just see whatever other people try and see what everybody's saying, you know, and then afterwards, if you've given it your all, then
fuck 'em.
You can then fuck 'em, I guess. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. You don't need to tear yourself apart trying to be like, well, I guess I gotta understand. Like,
yeah. You know. And I think you and I mean, we're both like, if something out of pocket is said, we're both the type of people who are like, oh no, like,
yeah, what's going that's on? That's the exact reason.
But also, like, I am always open to having a conversation. Like, I'm not the person who's going to tell you that you are completely wrong, that I'm not going to yell at you, scream at you, and just kind of say, oh yeah, if you think this way, I'm going to cut you off. Like, I'm going to try and understand what you're saying, and I'm going to try and inform you why I'm saying the things that I'm saying. And hopefully we can have like a respectful discussion, and we can kind of eventually come out seeing eye to eye at the end. I recommend that, you know, instead of just screaming at everybody, some people do need to be screamed at. You know, some of these, I saw this mom being like, did you see on that Nickelodeon, like did an 8-minute ad where it was like, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah. Shout out to Nickelodeon for that. But the mom was like, I can't believe my kid is seeing this. Like, you know, they're scaring my kid. And I'm like, okay, you clearly don't get it. You do need to be yelled at. Sorry, lady. But but other than that, like, don't be afraid to have public, like, calm discourse, calm discussion, going back and forth. Like, I get that these are very tough issues to talk about, but it's not all black and white. And just because you have the whole picture doesn't mean that you can instantaneously transfer that whole picture into somebody's head. It might take some time. So don't consider anybody that doesn't think like you a lost cause. And then going from there, I want to spotlight a lot of black creators, some that we've already talked about before. But if you guys aren't aware of these people, check them out. If the content that they provide is for you, support them, to reach out to them, say that you enjoy their content, all that good stuff. And hopefully we can get all of these people on the podcast one day, including Kyle Massey. Because he is in Black, you know, we will also let me just make sure he's not saying no out of pocket stuff right now, because you know some people would surprise you. But I know Kyle would never. Let's see, what's his account looking like? Yeah, Kyle Massey is out here fighting the good fight. So Kyle Massey also will be on the show. Follow him on TikTok, he says in his profile. At Kyle Massey, but that's besides the point. Anyways, some people you can follow on Twitter, and you can support, obviously, the man, the myth, the legend, Blessing Jr. And I'm reading off this OK Beast tweet because they did a lot of the work for me here. at Blessing Jr., obviously, hosts a Kind of Funny, does crazy things, provides a lot of good takes on Kind of Funny Games Daily, PS I Love You XOXO, Khalif Adams, Spawn on Me podcast. He did a crazy great a podcast recently about being black, brought on a lot of the people I'm going to mention right now. But he's Cod Jenkins on Twitter. I'll put all these names in the bio. We got Vicious 696, who is Paris, who is the one of the hosts of Gamertag Radio, which is obviously the Xbox podcast. I just really got onto his content recently because of the Khalif Adams podcast, but I'm a big fan now. I'll support Gamertag Radio because I'm looking for more Xbox focused podcasts, because I got a lot of PlayStation ones already.
Of course you are.
Absolutely. You know I'm picking up the console, so, and I already consume a lot of PlayStation content, so don't look at me like that. All right, I don't want to hear it. But yeah, Vicious 696, the boy Paris, doing great work there. And they recently passed episode 1,000, so they're really on one right now.
Ooh, okay.
We got Emmett Watkins Jr. from the Kind of Funny community. His Twitter handle is EJSponge61. He does a lot of streaming on Twitch, all that good stuff. Has some great tweets. Go support him. The Cinephile guy, who we should have on in a couple episodes, our boy Cameron. Damn,
we've been saying that for a minute.
But we, you know, we took a hiatus on guests.
That's true.
Depending on this PlayStation event, if the PlayStation event doesn't get announced this week, I'll see if Cameron will come on. Otherwise, we'll bring him on after Brendan. So Cinephile guy, go follow him. He does gaming journalism. He also streams a bit. Go support him. Napeshin 186. He's a host of the Irrational Passions podcast. Once again, doing gaming coverage, all that good stuff. Go support him. Go follow him. And what's your boy Remy's handle?
I think it's still R, but not Kelly.
R but not Kelly. Do you know his Twitch channel?
I think it's the same thing. R but not Kelly. Shout him out one time.
R but not Kelly. Go ahead and support the boy Remy out as well. Go ahead and follow him. Support his Twitch channel. Who else? Who other? I mean, we don't got to shout out the people that everybody knows. Like, we already know RDC World, all them people. I'm not going to give them the platform. Let me see. Who else we got? I'll shout out Pikachu Lita, who was also on the Spawn on Me podcast. I believe she is a streamer as well on twitch.tv. Go support her at Pikachulita. We got Zombie Kills. Once again, another streamer. I believe she says she was a GTR or GTA roleplay streamer. So go follow her at Zombie Kills. And yeah, that's all I have right now. But if you have any other people that we should reach out to or get on the show or anything like that, please let us know. Let us know and we'll make it happen. You got anybody you want to shout out? Arson, what's your, do you stream?
I mean, I haven't streamed in like months right now, this but still, just follow me. Dang. Follow me anyway. If you follow me, then I'll stream. How about that?
Dang.
You hear that?
That's the follow chicken Pax Arsenica.
Yeah, so it don't matter.
Okay.
I need to know that there's a, I need to know that there's a demand for me.
Oh, if the people hell want me, no.
Then they can have me. But if they don't want me, they ain't gonna get nothing.
All right. Well, yeah, there you go. Follow them if you want them to stream, I guess. I guess that's how it's working now.
Yeah, that's right. I'll abuse our platform.
Oh, no. Please don't. and yeah, I mean, there we go. There's some, there's a lot of good creators you can follow. And I don't know if I have any. I mean, I guess my parting notes are, you know, be good to each other, support causes that matter, enjoy video games, stay away from public Call of Duty lobbies.
That's of course, always.
What do you got for us, Arson?
Honestly, bro, you know I have to say it, bro. But fuck the police.
Go ahead just, and sign off real quick with the.
We're gonna,
FDP.
FDP. I mean, there's not much else to say. You've said it all very eloquently, and I have to, end it very crass like.
Appreciate it. All right, guys. Hopefully next week we'll be able to come back with some positive content, some good solid content about PlayStation or whoever decides to make some announcement. Whoever is brave enough to make a video game announcement next week, we'll see. But until then, guys, keep gaming. Hey guys, Joseph here. Completely forgot to do the normal outro because I kind of threw the script out of the window. But you guys know the deal if you guys have been here before. If not, go ahead and follow me, Joseph Hooper, at The Hoop Man on Twitter. Links will be in the description. Go ahead and follow Arson at LeakyLeak13 on Twitter, Arson Lockbaugh on Instagram. Shout out to my boy, Aaron Miller, as always, grinding. Another black music producer doing his thing, been grinding for as long as I know. He made the intro music, so go ahead and follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram or Twitter. And like I said, all the resources, anything you guys may need, if you guys decide that you want to help, will be in the description. So yeah, please feel free to talk to us, reach out to us, let us know your experiences, let us know whatever if you want to connect. Yeah, thank you guys for listening.